Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. Namaskar. Welcome to Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. You're watching Healer Within. Namaskar, sister.
Om Shanti.
Welcome to Healer Within.
Thank you.
Last time we were talking about meditation and relationship with the Father, the Supreme Soul, and also telepathy. But telepathy we can do anytime, anywhere. It happens so many times naturally without our even thinking, without any hard work on it. But in meditation, there is definitely a place, there is definitely a fixed time or a better time. Why do we have to find a time and place to speak to my father? Telepathy can be any time. When I told you last time, I just thought of something and my wife made that for breakfast.
Right.
It was not done purposely.
Connecting to a wife, I have the consciousness I am a husband. My connection is there with the wife. You have the consciousness I am a father. Your connection is with your child. You have a connection, I'm a master, your connection will be with your staff. Connection with God. Why are we saying today that we sit to remember Him, we take our time, effort, place, everything, and yet the mind wavers to somebody else? Because before connecting to Him, it's important in which consciousness I am sitting. What is my consciousness? My mind will go there. Because consciousness, so will be the thought. When consciousness is, I am a body, I am a father, I am a husband, I am an actor, from this consciousness, all the thoughts where you will get connected, you know, it's like, what is
so
the frequency?
So you mean to say that if I am a body, if I am sure about it, and my consciousness is a body consciousness, so things happen automatically?
No. Things don't happen automatically. Your things will automatically go to things connected with it. This is my frequency. My frequency is body consciousness. I will get connected to everybody who's connected with my bodily things.
Easily?
No, naturally, because they're on my mind continuously. That is the frequency that I'm tuned to. If I have a radio here, the transmitter is there. Which signal do I catch where I will attune the frequency? No, I will not catch all the other stations. I will only catch the station to which I will tune my frequency. Now, there are other vibrations also. Let's say today we have 10 channels on the radio, or we have 100 something channels on the television. So what is happening? When I say 98.3, 93.6, 94.0, so many FM stations. So the frequency that I choose, I automatically get connected to everything that is being transmitted to that frequency. That time I will not be getting the other radio channels because I am not tuned to that frequency. Which doesn't mean that the vibrations of the other radio channels are not there. They're all there. They're all in the air. Whichever I will tune to, I will get connected.
They're very close by.
They're very close by. It's just one shift.
Little here.
Yes. One shift from this to the next, and this signal will break and I will get connected to another one. Similarly, when our consciousness is body consciousness, because it has been since not just this birth, but since Copper Age. So 2500 years of body consciousness, role consciousness, relationship consciousness. This is my frequency. So I am very easily connected to everyone related to my role, body, responsibility. I will think of my physical health. I will think of my relationships. I will think of work. All that will come to my mind. I will think of, like you had said earlier, even the people who I don't get along well with, everything that is related to body, roles and relationships. God, even though He's in the air, which means His vibration is here, I will not get connected to that because for that I need to change my frequency from body consciousness to soul consciousness because He doesn't have a body. It's a soul to soul connection. He is egoless. I have to get connected to Him. His vibration is there. I just need to tune my frequency to connecting to Him. So before connecting to God, first thing I have to connect to myself. myself here. So the first stage in Raja Yoga meditation is to put aside...
I am a soul.
I am a soul.
Myself is also a soul. So how can I connect to I or I to myself?
I connect to I means I come back into that awareness of that I. Who am I? I will have to remove all my thoughts related to body, role and responsibility. And so, in
so this is the meaning of I connect to myself.
Connecting just means we stop all the thoughts which are related to the physical and start consciously creating the thoughts about myself. Who am I? Like, I am a body, I am an actor, I am a doctor. We don't have to consciously create this because this is there. It's all there. But I am a soul has been completely forgotten. So connecting within means reviving the memory. Like we said, if somebody loses their memory, how do you revive that person's memory? Remember who you are. Remember who you are. Keep giving them that thought. You are this, you are this, you are this. I have to give myself this thought that I am a soul. I am a pure soul. I am a peaceful soul. This is self-reminder. Self-reminder that you are not this, you are this. The more you remind yourself, the memory will be awakened, and more the memory will be awakened, the more it will come out into consciousness and therefore into action. So I am a pure, peaceful soul. On this long journey, I was completely pure in the golden age. I am a child of the supreme power. This is the truth, today forgotten. So like we saw earlier, forgotten who am I, whose child am I, and what's my address. So someone has forgotten this. How do we remind them? By saying it again and again. But the only difference is saying not just here, but saying it internally till it really sinks in and emerges that file which is there as the original layer. So God, we can have a very nice telepathic connection with Him when we are in a stage of soul consciousness. If I sit to meditate, but I do not sit in this stage that I am a pure, peaceful soul, I will think of my wife, husband, children, work, because I'm still sitting in that old body consciousness. That's why we say early morning meditation, not because we cannot connect to God at any other time. It's just that when more people wake up, the vibrations of body consciousness are in the air. It's very heavy. Everyone's thinking about work, family. A lot of people have anxiety, worry, anger. All these are vibrations in the air. So
the atmosphere, travel?
The atmosphere, everywhere. They will be in my house. They will be in my workplace. They will be everywhere. The more people wake up, you know, when people are sleeping, most of these thoughts also go to sleep. Very less, the number of thoughts will reduce. As every person in your family starts waking up, the number of thoughts in the house, the energy, the vibrations. See the difference between 5 in the morning, just in the house, even without meditating. Just get up one day and see the difference in the house at 5 in the morning, then at 9 in the morning, then at 11. Keep on seeing as the day progresses how the vibrations in the house will change. There's a lot of difference. So early morning, try the best time to meditate, because we are shifting our consciousness after 2500 years. So it's not just one thought and it will happen. So it's like learning to drive, best done when least number of cars on the road.
Yeah, also people say the best time to get oxygen and ozone early morning.
Absolutely.
And the best time to walk just before sunset, all those things are there. No?
Yes, makes a lot of sense. Best time to connect to the internet when most of the people are not connected. You get good connection. Why? The more number of people sitting with their internet, heavy traffic.
Yes, sister, I understand. Because I also feel when I get up early in the morning, I'm quite silent and I'm not hyper like what I am in the afternoon. Neither am I in a hurry to rush somewhere. Usually when I get up late, I have to do too many things in that particular time.
Absolutely.
Within half an hour, get ready. Within half an hour, talk to people. And then you're also upset that you're already late. Here, when I get up in the morning, yeah, the only thing which disturbs me or distracts me from meditation is go back to sleep.
Mm. True, yes.
Otherwise, it's quite silent and yes, there is no noise around it. The society is, what else? The buses are not there, the cars are not there, the school buses. Yeah, it's much better, yeah.
Like the buses and the cars are not there means the external noise is not there.
Mm.
And what we're not aware is also the internal noise is not there.
Yeah.
That's why we feel that silence.
Mm.
Because internal clutter, the noise of people's minds, is more disturbing than the noise of a car or a bus.
Hmm.
Which we're not aware of. Like you said, the only challenge that comes is sleep. That's the only thing. We might feel like falling off to sleep.
Going back to sleep again, why? Okay, after half an hour.
True. And sometimes while meditating, we may doze off to sleep.
You know something? Sometimes when I tried, I used to cheat. I said, okay, I'm going to have meditation while sleeping today. Let me lie down and do it, you know.
Right.
They say that take any comfortable position. So this is very comfortable for me. Okay, I'm lying down and I would just doze off.
Absolutely.
That doesn't work.
That doesn't work. And that's why to make that even easier, in Raj Yoga meditation, we try, even though we have another habit, but yet we develop a new habit of meditating with eyes open.
Mm.
Hmm. Because, like you said, one, the risk of falling off to sleep is very, 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 very high. Early morning especially, and nowadays actually not even early morning, because most of us are sleep deprived. So if we sit at any time, if we create a nice environment and sit and just silence our mind, see what happens, the brain, when it is getting this silent mind, it doesn't know whether this is meditation or this is sleep. So the signal that's coming is of a silent mind, and for so many years it's got that this signal means sleep. So you just doze off to sleep, especially because you're short of sleep. Most of us are short on sleep. So we tend to fall off to sleep.
Even when I listen to devotional songs,
yes,
go for very a little closer to
nature.
Nature, silence, prayer meeting, you know, I feel so nice and light. The moment I feel nice and light, I go to sleep.
If you close your eyes. Now if you just take care that if you don't close your eyes, because see the signal that's gone to the brain, eyes closed. When do we close eyes? When we have to sleep. Mind getting silent. When does that happen? Going to sleep. Two signals are going. Close eyes, relaxed body, mind getting silent. This is sleep. And that's why. So now, whenever you're doing anything like this, prayer, meditation, just listening to nice music, if you don't want to fall off to sleep, the simplest way is don't close your eyes.
Mm.
If you don't close your eyes, never fall off to sleep. Never fall off to sleep. And the other thing is, meditation is a very simple technique of just remembering God. Conversation with Him. Internal conversation. We remember so many people in the whole day. We never close our eyes for that. You remember your child right now? You don't have to close your eyes right
now.
Sister,
when we remember anybody in the daytime or while working, at that time you're not looking at anything. Your eyes are open, but at the same time you're not looking or concentrating on anything else except there.
Yeah, so you don't have to, no? So why do you need to close your eyes for that? If you were sitting here like this now, and let's say...
Probably... it's easier to imagine something better while closing eyes.
Actually, the mind wavers off when the eyes are closed. Concentration is higher with eyes open. This has to be but experimented with. And the other thing is we are used to doing it with eyes open with everybody else. So why not with one more? With eyes open. And because this meditation or connection with God is not going to be for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, an hour. It's something that eventually I'm going to build up and will happen with me anytime. I can just remember Him while I'm driving my car. I can remember Him while sitting like this and working. So am I going to close my eyes every time? Am I going to be dependent on this factor that only when I close my eyes can I connect to Him? Then it will become a limited connection. and it will happen only when I sit in a separate place, separate posture, with my eyes closed. And that means how often in the day? 15 minutes, half an hour, not more than that. And some of the days I might miss that half an hour also. So then my connection will not build up stronger. So no dependencies, no fixed rules and regulations that meditation has to be here, sitting like this, sitting. No. Comfortable? The way you're comfortable. You know, many times if the body is not comfortable in a particular posture, the mind will get pulled towards the body. And many of us don't have very healthy bodies today. Many of us already working on the computer or driving too much already have backaches. Now if I try to sit without a backrest for an hour like this, I might not be able to do
it. Even our bodies are stiff.
Stiff body. So if we try to sit, yes, if we can do it, it's excellent. It's excellent because it is a very accurate posture, alert posture, that we are cross-legged, back absolutely erect, and this is alertness. But if it's a strain for me physically, then I should not do it forcibly. Because then I will force myself to sit like that, but that pain in the body will pull my mind towards it. And then my legs will start paining or my back will start hurting. Then I will not be able to meditate. So try not to lie down, but try to sit comfortably, whatever is the best posture for us, early in the morning. And what helps also is if we can have a separate place for it. You know, like we've seen earlier, that when we go to places of worship or places of meditation, there is a high energy there. Why is there a high energy there? Because everybody who went there was creating those thoughts, and over a period of time, the energy of that place built up. Once the energy of the place builds up, anyone who goes there is able to do it much easier. Similarly, we create a zone in our own house where the energy will build up. So over a period of time, that will help me, and that will help anybody else who sits there also. So if possible, create a little square space anywhere in your house, anywhere which is separate. Separate from, and definitely not on the bed, because vibrations of sleep. Preferably not in the bedroom, where vibrations of sleep. Preferably also not in the TV room. Because TV rooms have different vibrations, where there's so much of television watching going on, there are all kinds of vibrations in that room. So a separate room, and if we don't have a separate place in our house, then it's good to do it outdoor. Like, you know, a balcony, a veranda, a courtyard. With nature also, we get very high vibrations, very high energy vibrations. And try initially to do it with eyes open. Even if you can't open it completely, at least half open, so that no falling off to sleep, high alertness, and we'll be able to do it anytime throughout the day. And like you said, what we will do in that now is the three faculties of the soul, mind, intellect, and sanskar, all three are going to work together. That is concentration. Mind will create the thought. Intellect will visualize that thought. And then I, the soul, will experience it. When mind creates the thought, intellect visualizes, and I experience it, that means all three faculties are working together. This is complete concentration. Like if the mind creates the thought home and intellect brings the picture of office, then the mind will go towards the office, which means my second thought then after that is about office. And then I will say, oh, I sat to think about the home, but I started thinking about office, which means concentration breaks. Concentration will only happen when mind and intellect will work together. And this anybody can use in anything that they're doing. Even if children, when they're studying, whatever they're thinking, they have to create a picture of that. If they create a picture of that, mind will not go anywhere else. This can be practiced.
Can you just tell me this again? I didn't understand.
Mind and intellect have to work together. If, suppose, you have a son and you have a daughter. Suppose you create a thought about your son.
Think of the daughter.
Not think. Thinking is about the son. So you create a thought about your son, but the image that you bring,
visualize,
is your daughter, which means the mind thought about the son, but the intellect brought the picture of the daughter. The intellect is more powerful. The intellect will pull the mind towards it, and your next thought will be about the daughter. And then you will say, I sat to think about my son, but I started thinking about my daughter. Similarly, we sit to think about God, but our intellect brings pictures of family members, workplace, and then the mind gets pulled towards it. So when we are creating thoughts about myself, the soul, about God, about home, about golden age, we also need to take care that the intellect brings the picture of it. Gradually visualize all that, so that the mind will remain in tune with the intellect and you will not go anywhere else. This will be concentration. So should we try it out right now?
Sure, sister.
Before we do meditation, we'll just do a little short 1 minute exercise, which our entire family who's watching the program right now should do it with us. I'll just give a few thoughts. Take those thoughts and start visualizing those thoughts. And we just need to take care that the mind and intellect, that is the thought and the picture, are going together.
Okay.
And let's all try to keep our eyes at least half open. We can just concentrate on a point, just if you don't want to waver here and there. Choose any point, but keep your eyes half open. Just sit back and create a thought about your workplace. Let's get up, open the main door of the house, walk out, see yourself doing it. Take the mode of transport that you use to go to work every day. See yourself in the car or the bus or the train. On the route, look at everything on the way. I've reached my workplace. How does it look like from outside? The color of the door, the main gate. Open, walk in. Look at the people there. Who do I meet as I walk into my room? My room, my cabin, my desk. Look at everything on the desk. Come and sit on the chair. Let's start working. That's it. Could you see everything?
Yeah, but frankly, I was feeling sleepy.
Huh, that's why you're not to close your eyes.
No, I tried my best, I was fighting, and I could see myself going out of the house, little disturbance, then again I went to the office, saw my chair, then I came back again to listening to you. It was not 100% concentration, I was here and there, but it was good enough.
Yeah, but our pictures...
Yeah, they were very clear.
...were in sync with the mind.
Yes, I did not say, when you said office, I did not go to a movie.
Right. This is concentration. See, it won't be that 100% we are there. It's just that we were not thinking about anything else.
This commentary does help.
This helps, but finally, after some time, we don't need a commentary. Commentary is going to be, what was this? This was just thoughts. So we will start giving ourselves thoughts. Now we will do the meditation, where drop off all the labels here, look at yourself here, and then we went to office, now we'll go home.
Okay.
That home. See the home, feel the home, and like we met people here in the office, we'll meet him now.
Okay.
Okay? Don't keep your eyes closed.
Bad habit.
Sit back and relax the body. Comfortable. I, the being, master of this body. Let me feel myself. Energy, vibrations, the faculty that thinks, feels, this is me. I, the soul, a tiny point of light, a shining star in the center of the forehead. Gradually, try and see yourself. Tiny point of light in the center of the forehead. I am pure, peaceful soul. Purity. This is my original nature. I, the soul, am taking a journey home. See yourself, little star, going upwards, flying above this earth, crossing the sun, the moon, the stars, going up. I've reached a land where there's complete silence. Golden red light. This is my home. And as I reach home, I see before me another point of light. Just like me, a shining star, but whose powers, vibrations, radiating far and wide in all directions. Like a laser beam, the rays from this point of light are hitting me. I have come face to face with my father, my parent, the one who I have been looking for. If there's any problem, any question, anything, share it with him. He's the one who loves me and accepts me unconditionally. Vibrations of purity, his love and peace are touching me. I, the being, am getting filled with God's love and peace. And now slowly, as I fill myself, I start my journey back to this world, crossing the sun, moon, and the stars again, coming down to this planet, to my body, back to my center of the forehead. Today, as I meet everybody, I will remain in this awareness. I am a pure soul, child of that ocean of purity, and his powers and love is filled inside me. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.